Yeah, I woke up this morning, and just as I was climbing out of bed, I was like, okay, all right. Yeah.
I feel that.
I feel that a little bit, and then I was reminded of what I was doing yesterday, and you had the same thing. Different sports, but different results, it sounds like.
Yeah. Yesterday, my son Brandon came up and stayed, and he said, let's go to the Y in Stanwood and shoot some hoops. They have open gym from 6 to 8. I said, sure. And, you know, I haven't shot some hoops with him in a while, and we get going. You know, first year you're just kind of rebounding and shooting around and you know, and then you start playing around the world, and then you start playing some horse, and the next thing you know, you're throwing alley-oop. And I'm running, you know, the shoes I have are those or the ones that you've been mowing the lawn in for the last year and a half, and so you just kind of slide around on them. It's almost like ice skating. And that just trying, you know, you're chasing after rebounds and stuff, and that's more running and more kind of slip sliding and stuff than my body was used to, and I can already feel it. Yeah. And I was just kind of being the rebounding guy.
Yeah. Well, yesterday I did some football, and I hadn't thrown like a real football other than a Nerf. I've thrown a Nerf around the last 10 years, but since my boys, it's been 10 years.
Yeah.
Since doing it with the boys. And yesterday I was out there with a friend of mine and her son. He's a freshman in high school. And we actually went to Civic. We went onto the field to play.
The big you were looking like yards. Ben Roethlisberger with the dink and dunk.
Brad.
He's like, hit me on the post route. And you're like, how about a down and out at the 5-yard line?
The first several throws were ducks. It took me at least a couple dozen throws until I got some good spiral action going, and I found out that I can only throw it with any integrity for about 25 yards. Now, I can throw it more than 25 yards, sure. But
it's a heave.
It's going to be a heave, and it's not going to look pretty. But 25 is my limit.
On a rope.
Yeah, 25. I was throwing some bullets.
Yeah.
I was throwing some bullets.
Burning my fingers.
But then there was also some running involved, you know, as I was running wide receiver routes and all that.
Oh, yeah.
And it
making that good plant cut.
Yes, yeah, doing all that. And in that cold air, you know.
Double moves.
Yeah, and the cold air and the working muscles that you haven't worked in a while and all that, you know, the next morning, you realize you feel your age.
Uh-huh.
You could do this stuff when you were Brandon's age, or when, you know,
even 10 years ago in my 40s, I could still move around and kind of, you know, instead of a set shot, it's like, okay, I'm coming off the pick here and I'm going to get this ball, catch it, and, you know, catch and shoot kind of thing.
Yeah.
Go straight up. Now it's kind of like stop, plant, set shot, Johnson.
The first time I threw the football, I was like, And I thought I threw it good, like put some, and again, we were on a football field, so I could tell how far I was throwing it with the markers and everything. I was like, wait a second, is that all? Is that how far it goes now? Is that it?
I started shooting hoops last night, and I'm like, did they move the three-point line back? Yeah. What the hell happened here?
Yeah.
I used to be able to ding this all the time.
Yeah.
And it's funny. Well, I mean, and it was super rewarding, too, because, you know, any more of the kids running around, I don't get to shoot too many hoops with them and stuff. And so it was like we were laughing, thinking about, you know, old times and stuff when he was a little kid and he used to have to, like, shoot from his hip, you know what I mean, to try and get it up to the thing. And now it's like he's shooting Steph Curry three balls from the logo with a flick of the wrist. And you're like, and he's going up and doing reverse dunks and tomahawk jams and stuff. And you're like, oh, man.
I was just happy I was engaged in an activity with a kid, with a high schooler, that was not a video game, you know?
Yes.
Because I would have fared a lot less, you know, I don't know. I can't figure those controllers out. So,
I got saved, too, because I was starting to get tired and the knees are starting to hurt a little bit. And I go to sip a thing of water, and then some other kids come over and say, hey, you guys want to go 2-2? And I'm like, you're looking at me? And they already had three, and so they only wanted Brandon. And I'm like, you four go play. I'll sit here and referee from the sideline.
Let me watch and breathe hard, okay? Let's do that.